OK, it is The Naked Scientist, and you've got a question for us like that. The weirder and wackier, the better. Then send it in, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Now, Edinburgh is a city known for its festivals, and that includes the international festivals such as the opera and dance festivals, and also there's a film festival and a book and a comedy festival. So it was very fitting that it was the science festival when us Naked Scientists were there this week, and Ben and Mira went to explore the hands-on event at Wonderama.
The Edinburgh International Science Festival was in full swing when the Naked Scientists got to Edinburgh, and so Mira and I couldn't resist but to go along to Wonderama, the hands-on event at Edinburgh's Assembly Rooms. When I got there, I was very pleased to be met by a rather robotic-sounding welcome.
Welcome to Edinburgh International Science Festival. It's great to be here. The engineers at Harry Ogwad University built me and brought me over to see you. As soon as I get some legs, I'll be able to see a lot more of the science festival.
I'm here with Amy from Harry Ogwad University, and she's brought along Pi, the talking robot. So, Amy, tell me a bit about Pi.
Pi is our intelligent robot here at the Science Festival. He's able to communicate with kids and tell them things like jokes and do wee tricks as well and dance. So the kids interact with him by pressing a series of buttons on the wee keyboard, and that communicates to him an action to carry out.
So is he really a robot or is he just a computer system?
What we actually have here is a computer system, no different to what you'd have at home. It's just we've actually taken it apart just so the kids can see the individual sections.
So how does Pi actually work?
Well, we can actually ask him himself, if you'd just like to come along.
Can I help you? My engineers have made the electronics and mechanics of a robot head. If I only had a brain. I looked in the top of my head and found nothing. Wait a minute, I saw someone putting a sticker called brain on one of the electronic boxes on the display board. Could that be my brain? It looks rather odd, not at all like a human brain. My design engineers call it a processor. Come to think of it, it's the same as the processor in the computers you have at school and at home. I also have some memory storage. That is a computer disk that keeps information for days and weeks and years. If the electricity fails, then that information is not lost. Thank goodness for that.
So that's how Pi works, but what's the future for Pi?
They're actually working at the moment on a new model, which will be able to recognise facial expressions. So say if somebody's feeling upset or down, the robot could recognise this and tell them a joke to cheer them up. They're also working as well on adding a more human-sounding voice, because at the moment it is quite monotonous because it is just a computer programme that is used to communicate with the users.
Brilliant. Well, I look forward to seeing the next generation of Pi. But for now, I think I'll let him end with a joke.
Why was the robot confused?
I don't know, why was the robot confused?
Because he was told to close his mouth and eat his dinner.
That was Pi, the talking robot from Harriet Watt University. Now, I'm sure I left Mira around here somewhere.
I seem to have escaped the actual environment of the assembly rooms now and stepped into the Amazon jungle. It's quite amazing just how much like a jungle it really looks like in here. I'm here with one of the helpers, Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
This is really actually quite an amazing activity.
That's right. The whole room's been used as a jungle scene, and we're actually standing in our camping tent, and we're surrounded outside the tent by a thick, dense canopy, lots of vegetation and plants all around us. In there, we get the children to do different activities and listen to the sounds of the jungle, and it's really realistic. We've had people come in and explain that they've been in jungles, and this is exactly what it's like.
So what animal sounds have you got the kids listening to?
We've got lots of gibbon sounds, titi monkeys, orangutans, crickets. We've also got bats we can hear with our bat detectors, and dolphins with our hydrophone. And when an animal sound comes into the jungle, we get them to try and work out what type of animal that might be from. And we give them little hints and clues to guide them into the right decision into which animal sounds it is.
There's a session going on at the moment, so I can see a group of kids far in the jungle, and they've got headphones and I think they're dipping microphones into logs.
That's right. In the logs in the jungle, we've got little pygmy shrews. And we're using microphones on probes, and we're probing into the logs and trying to find out where the pygmy shrews are located. It's a bit like a treasure hunt. Not all the logs have shrews in them. Yeah, the kids find it amazing to find where these shrews are located, and we tell them that's where they're living at the moment.
So I guess through that you're also helping them learn where animals, their habitats and things like that.
Yeah, we explain there's lots of animals in the jungle we can't actually hear, so we need really good microphones and special equipment to find those animals.
There's kids over in the far corner, what are they doing there?
We're telling the kids that that's the Amazon River, and we explain to them that zoologists don't often want to get into the Amazon River to try and find the animals, because there's nasty things like piranhas and crocodiles that may be lurking in the depths. We have to use a hydrophone. It's an underwater microphone. We listen out for the sounds of the Amazonian Boto dolphin, and the kids find that amazing, to be listening to a dolphin.
So what do you actually want the kids to kind of leave here just remembering?
We want the kids to understand that if we can't see where the animals are, we use sound as a very important instrument to find where the animals are.
So sounds can help the zoologists to locate animals, and they also help robots to chat to children. And they also help you to find out what's happening at the Edinburgh Science Festival. And talking about wildlife noises, I tell you, all you have to do is go out in Edinburgh in the evening and you'll see all the wildlife and nightlife you could possibly ever want.